The government is proposing to merge 46 industry codes into just 18. And here's why this matters to you. Subside contracts in the federal government for women-owned businesses are only allowed in industries where federal data proves women-owned firms are underrepresented. Merge the industry codes and your unique industry data stops being collected. It becomes masked. No one loses eligibility on day one, but the evidence that future set-asides depend upon goes silent. Second, merging industry codes creates a size standard jump. The combined codes take the highest limit in the group. So for instance, custom woodwork firms, averaging 80 employees, would suddenly share an industry code with much larger firms, more than double their current cap. And much larger companies would suddenly count as small and compete inside the same set-asides. Also, two of the industries get split into brand new codes that aren't on the set-aside list at all, with no process to add them to the list, thereby removing eligibility for the WSV programs altogether in those two industries. The short comment window provided closes Wednesday, August 12, 2026 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time. You still have time to act. The U.S. Women's Chamber of Commerce has filed formal comments asking the government to publish its data, keep these industries measurable, and consult the SBA. 10 minutes of your time will put your voice right beside ours. Please stop right now and file your comments. Your voice matters. Thank you.